This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما. Inshallah, we'll continue to our next lesson after studying Surah Al-Fatiha. Now, inshallah, we will study Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Fatiha was only one lesson. But Surah Al-Baqarah, how many lessons do you think it will be? Many. A lot. So inshallah, we'll be spending a lot of time with this surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Lesson number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 1-5. I will do the word-to-word translation first, then I will show you the word breakup, brief word analysis, and then we will move on to the tafsir. Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalika, that, Al-Kitabu, the book, la, not, raiba, any doubt, fihi, in it, hudan, a guidance, lil muttaqin, for those who have taqwa, alladhina, those who, yu'minuna, they believe, bil ghaibi, in the unseen, wa, and yuqimuna, they perfectly establish, as-salata, the prayer, wa, and mimma, from what, razaqnahum, we provided them, yunfiqoon, they spend, walladhina, and those who, yu'minuna, they believe, bima, in that which, unzila, it was sent down, ilayka, to you, wama, and that which, unzila, it was sent down, min, from, qablika, before you, wa, and bil akhirah, in the hereafter, whom they yuqinoon, they believe with certainty. Ulaika, those, ala, upon, huda, guidance, min, from, rabbihim, their lord, wa, and ulaika, those, whom they, al-muflihoon, those who are successful, or those who attain success. Did you see any familiar words? Words that you have studied before in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alladhina. Huda. Good, mashallah. Let's move on to the word breakup. Alif Lam Mim. This is Alif Lam Mim. Thalika al-kitabu. This is the book. La rayba fihi. In which is no doubt. Huda lil-muttaqeen. A guidance for those who have taqwa. Let's break these words up. Thalika means that. What does thalika mean? That. Can everybody say the word thalika? Thalika. That. Al-kitabu. The book. Al. Al, you're familiar with already. What does it mean? The. And kitab, I'm sure everybody knows about the word kitab. Kitab is book. So al-kitab, the book. La, not. We have read this word earlier. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ وَا and لَا not. So similarly over here, لَا not. رَيْبَ, doubt. This is a new word. رَيْب is doubt. فِيهِ, in it. فِي and he. This is a combination of two words. فِي means in and he means it. So فِيهِ together, in it. Hudan, guidance. We learned earlier, ihdina الصراط المستقيم. Ihdina, guide us. Now this is the benefit of learning the root letters. Ihdina is from Hadaliya, and Huda is also from Hadaliya. When the root letters are the same, that means the meaning is also similar. So Ihdina, guide us. Huda, this is a noun, it means guidance. Lilmuttaqeen, for those who have taqwa. Li, we read earlier, Alhamdu lillahi. All praises lillahi. What does li mean? For. So over here we're learning lilmuttaqeen. So what does li mean? For. Same meaning. Alright? Lillahi. And over here, lilmuttaqeen. So li is for. And muttaqeen. Muttaqeen, taqwa. Taqwa is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So muttaqeen, those people who have taqwa. Now the word muttaqeen, you see the ya noon at the end? Do you see the ya noon at the end? Muttaqeen. We read the word al-dhalin, al-alameen. And I told you that the letters ya noon at the end, they give the meaning of plural. Not always, but mostly. Ya noon give the meaning of plural. We see that li means for, al is the, and muttaqeen, ones who have taqwa. Now, the singular of muttaqeen is the word muttaqi. The singular of muttaqeen is muttaqi. So muttaqi, one who has taqwa. Muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, plural. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ, those people who, what are their characteristics? First of all, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, they believe in the unseen. Secondly, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, and they establish the salah. And thirdly, وَمِمَّا رُزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and out of what we have provided them, they spend. الَّذِينَ, we have read this word earlier, haven't we? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So same word, الَّذِينَ. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. يُؤْمِنُونَ, this is from the word iman. And يُؤْمِنُونَ, they believe. Now, you will see many, many words that are similar to يُؤْمِنُون in their shape, in their form. There's one rule that I want you to remember over here. Just as last week I taught you that يَنُون at the end gives a meaning of plural, today I'm going to teach you one more rule, which is that when you see a ya at the beginning, it gives the meaning of he. It gives the meaning of third person. Right? We learned earlier that when you see noon, what does noon mean? We. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. So noon at the beginning, what does it mean? We. Ya at the beginning, what does it mean? He or they, depending on if the word is singular or plural. Can you remember this? Can you try? Say yes. Inshallah. So yu'minuna, they believe. Bil ghaibi, in the unseen. Bil ghaib, this is a combination of bi, which means with, al meaning the, and ghaib meaning unseen. Bil ghaibi, in the unseen. Have we read the word bi before? Where? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillah, with name, in name. So over here, bil ghaibi, with the unseen, in the unseen. Alright? وَيُقِيمُونَ, and they establish. Wa, and you're familiar with this. يُقِيمُونَ. I told you the rule earlier. Word beginning with ya means he or they. Over here it's going to be they. Why? Because the word ends with wow noon. One more rule. I told you, ya noon means plural. So sometimes it's ya noon and sometimes it is wow noon. Alright? Sometimes it is ya noon and sometimes it is wow noon. So yuqimuna, they establish. As-salata, the salah, al and salat. Wa and mimma, this is a combination of min and ma. Min means from. This word is going to come many, many times in the Quran. So inshallah it won't be a problem for you to memorize it. Min is from and ma means what or that which. Razaqnahum, we provided them. Razaqna, ihdina, razaqna, na, what does it mean? We. So over here also razaqnahum, we provided them. Now earlier we learned alayhim, isn't it so? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. I told you that Him means them. Now over here we see another form of Him. Sometimes it appears as Him and sometimes it appears as Hum. Him and Hum both mean they. So رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, we provided them. يُنْفِقُونَ, they spend. Is it easy to understand this word now? Now that you know the two rules, ya meaning he or they, and wa'un at the end meaning plural. So yunfiqun, they spend. وَالَّذِينَ, and those who, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, they believe in that which was revealed to you. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and that which was revealed before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ, and in the hereafter, they believe with certainty. وَالَّذِينَ, wa and الَّذِينَ, those who. You're familiar with these words. يُؤْمِنُونَ, they believe. Is this a repeat? Is it? It is. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Right, we learnt in the second ayah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Now again the word يُؤْمِنُونَ is coming. Inshallah this will happen a lot, that words will repeat many, many times. And when words will repeat many, many times, it will become easier for you to memorize and understand, inshallah. So يُؤْمِنُونَ, they believe, بِمَا, in that which. We have done the word bi, we have done the word ma. Just put them together, بِمَا. أُنزِلَ, it was sent down. This word you will have to memorize. And inshallah you memorize it once or twice, a few times, and it will become easier for you. إِلَيْكَ. إِلَيْكَ is a combination of إِلَى and ka. Two words together. Now don't get confused between the words عَلَى and إِلَى. There's a difference. عَلَى, what does that mean? Upon. And it's with an عَيْن. This word is إِلَى. And this is with an Alif. There's a difference. Ala means upon and ila means to. Ilayka, to you. The kaf, you know it already. It means you. Where did we learn it? Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. So the same word is being repeated over here. Ka. Ka means you. Wama, and that which unzila, it was sent down. Min qablik. Min from قَبْل and ka. قَبْل means before, and ka, you. You're familiar with the kaf. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ, and in the hereafter. Wa and be with al, the akhirah, hereafter. You put it all together with the hereafter, in the hereafter. يُوقِنُونَ, they believe with certainty. Same concept. Ya at the beginning, وَاُنُونَ at the end. Just know the root word. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, those are upon guidance from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and those are the ones who are successful. أُولَٰئِكَ, those. This is a new word. But don't worry, this will repeat many times, so it will become very easy for you. So أُولَٰئِكَ, those. عَلَىٰ, upon, هُدَىٰ, guidance, مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, from their Lord. مِن, from. Have we done this word مِن earlier? Where? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. So the same word, min, is coming again. Rabbihim, this is Rabb and him. Rabb, we have learned earlier. Rabbil alameen. And him, we have studied this earlier as well. Wa ulaika, and those. Again, ulaika is coming. Hum, they. Al muflihun, those who are successful. Al, meaning the muflih, person who is successful. And the waun at the end gives a meaning of plural. So al muflihun, the ones who are successful. I want you to go back to the beginning of the lesson of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we will listen to the recitation of these ayat, and then inshallah we will begin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalikal kitabu la rayba fihi hudan lil المتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.